You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06. It is Friday morning, December 19th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. Always a beautiful morning up here. As you join us from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network and all the many ways we have found to get you here at 6 o'clock in the morning, thank you for starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Who was our very first guest on our first edition of what was then Up North News Radio on August 1st, 2022? I'll give you the answer in a few minutes here. I will tell you it's not who you think it is. Dr. Lyerly was actually on our third show, we had a different guest, but somebody from up north. I'll give you that much of a guess, and you can tell me your thoughts a little bit later on, and I'll give you the answer as well. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Yeah, this is it. This is the last live show here. There'll be a couple of weeks of highlight shows, including a few new things that we've sprinkled in because we had so much stuff we couldn't pack it all in before we left. So be listening over the next couple of weeks. We'll still find ways to either entertain you with old stories or with a couple of new interviews and conversations. But again, just thank you so much for your listenership over these past 3+ years. It is a cold, windy, icy one out there. 2 below in Siren right now is the coldest spot in the state. Single digits, above zero mostly, practically every place else. Low teens in some parts of eastern and southeastern Wisconsin. But just windy, and that cold front was every bit as wicked as they advertised it to be, with wind gusts that were pushing 90 in parts of the Dakotas, wind gusts in the 50s in parts of central and southern Minnesota, and it was still pretty nasty by the time it got here as well. The roads are icy in many places, so please be careful along the way. Let's see. I believe that Parker Olson should be down in Madison. I mean, I can't get on the air if he's not producing this thing. Oh, yeah, there he is. That's right. How are you?
That's a loaded question, Pat.
Okay, well, then let's just jump right into Cindy in Appleton is on the line. Cindy, thank you for calling in so bright and early. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little disappointed to hear that you're leaving. I have not had you in my market for very long, so I'm just getting used to you, and I'm going to miss you, and I'm kind of wondering what's going on with Civic Radio right now. It seems like they're not having any hosts anymore. Are they getting ready to go dark or something?
No, I don't think it's that, but it is definitely much in the same way, Cindy, that Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News, is kind of, shall we say, repositioning things for 2026, and they want me doing more things under the Up North News umbrella, more videos, more things online, more writing, more newsletter items, things like that. Civic Media is making their own plans for 2026 to the degree that it involves statewide shows versus, you know, local shows and news. Those are things I haven't been, as they say in Hamilton, in the room where it happens. So I think we'll just have to stay tuned and find out. The network's not going anyplace. I don't think their mission is going anyplace, but it has been a great year. I would love for the ride to continue, but you know, the only constant is change, Cindy. So I guess we all carry on and see what the new year holds.
Well, have a good holiday and take care.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much. I always appreciate your early morning calls. It's not easy having people call in to 6 in the morning, and you're willing to, and bless you for it. And I hope you'll just keep an eye out for whatever we're doing over at Up North News, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk in another way sometime soon. Happy holidays. Take care, Cindy. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Looking over at the YouTube comment section here. Alicia, oh, bless you. I'll miss your shows in the morning. That's great. She says they have been a great way to start my work days. Let's see. George, or Greg, rather, says, good morning, Pat. Waking up dark and early to listen to your last show. Love your shirt, by the way. Oh, yeah. It's not quite a Hawaiian shirt, but it's definitely my favorite Friday shirt.
It's very nice. I'm a fan.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's see. Greg also asks, where is Siren, Pat? Is that a town in Wisconsin? Yes, in northwest Wisconsin. Claire Bear, so grateful for this show to start the day. Thank you, Pat and Parker. Wishing you all the best. And by the way, a couple of our trolls are already out there in the comment sections tap dancing on the grave of this radio show. And I'll miss you guys, too, so much. No, really.
No, you won't.
Yeah, no, actually, I will. Because, you know, again, they could only wish to have a radio show with the kind of, you know, friends and listeners that we've made here. So, good luck to you with wherever you're taking your trolling in the new year. So we are at a Friday here. We do have a weekend just before Christmas, just before everything gets going. So, I mean, even if, you know, the show itself weren't coming to an end, we'd still be talking about taking a holiday break. I mean, next week is weird because you got Christmas Eve and day right in the middle of the week. Some people have to work on Friday. Some people are working Monday, Tuesday. We were already looking for every opportunity not to work next week. We were looking at up to 2 weeks of pre-recorded shows anyway, way back when we were looking ahead on the calendar. So this was probably going to be the last live show for the year anyway. And then we get into all the travels, you know, my family and Sherry's family, kids, grandkids, every place, everything else. So, I mean, we are going to be busy for the next 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks from today is Friday, January 2nd. And again, not a work day for everybody, but for some people, you know, it's that first big, busy work day of the new year. So, yeah, folks will be traveling, but Parker, I don't know if you will be or not. Are you more of a, are you guys a homebody? Does everybody stay in Wisconsin?
Our family is all in Wisconsin, actually. So we've got pretty much everyone right around us. So we'll be going to my aunt and uncle over in Sun Prairie for Christmas is all. Not going too far. No big travel plans or anything.
Okay.
Hanging around. I am hanging around here, Greg.
Yeah, Greg says, is Parker going to stay with Civic Media? Yes, he is. And then Greg delivers the dagger saying, by the way, when I say I love your shirt, remember, Pat, I am totally blind from birth. Thanks, Greg. Thanks. Appreciate that very, very much.
It's a great review. It's a reliable review.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take a look at the Up North News Daily newsletter, because really that was at the heart of all this, was promoting Up North News and our products here. And some great holiday traditions have been shared with the readers. Then Ellie has put them in this morning's newsletter. Some more gorgeous pictures. There is a cute little dog out in the snow in today's newsletter. Dan from Wild Rose sending that in. Let's see. We had Sherita Booker on yesterday talking about some of the holiday markets going on this weekend. And there are some more listed in today's newsletter here. Also a story about a record number of people expecting to travel for the holidays and more. So to get today's articles and beyond, head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe up in the top banner and follow Ellie's weekday newsletter. And you can follow what I do on Sunday mornings as well. That newsletter will still be rolling on with more of a politics feel to it, more of a weekend review. Jim on the text line from Appleton says, thank you for starting my weekdays with an occasional smile whenever the political scene wasn't being destructive. Yeah, same, Jim. You know, we have to cover the news and certainly the political news around here. And this has been a year. This has been a year of challenges. This has been a year of, some division and of some setbacks. But also, this has been a year that some folks have kind of rediscovered their purpose. They've rediscovered their love for America, for democracy. They've had to overcome the disappointment of learning how many people, their friends and neighbors, are comfortable with, you know, essentially a megalomaniac in the White House. Somebody who yesterday apparently renamed the Kennedy Center. Renamed it the Trump Kennedy Center. I will pause for those of you who feel the need to, you know, retch. But yeah, he's on the website. It says the Trump Kennedy Center. That is just one of many things we're going to discuss with our week in review panel, including the notion of somebody who, in a ranting, raving address, promised so-called warrior bonuses of $1,776. And people said, well, where's that money coming from? Well, it turns out it's actually coming from a fund that's supposed to pay for military housing. So as other people have said, it's not robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's robbing Peter to pay Peter. So we'll be getting into that. We'll be getting into some of the funny math that Trump mentioned in his speech and how his cabinet members, I mean, this is so like the fairy tale of the emperor's new clothes. And the excuses they're making for his bad math are laughable as well. And it is just, like I said, sad to see what has become of so many of our friends and neighbors and fellow Americans. But in all of that, we have discovered the need to come together, whether it's in the mornings around a radio show or in protests that people have gone to on certain weekends throughout the course of the year. There are people right now who are running for office for the very first time, who never thought that they would be running for office, but have decided they needed to get involved. And by the way, it's not just the candidate. There are people right now, maybe best friends of candidates, who are now suddenly campaign managers or staffers or donors. Somebody's writing their first check to a political candidate this year because of what they've seen. And every little bit of that helps come together and try to put our country in a better place. And that work is still going to happen here at Civic Media, and it is still going to happen at Up North News. Alicia says on YouTube about Trump renaming it the Trump Kennedy Center, my eyes rolled so far back, I wasn't sure they would come back to the front after that renaming. Same here. Let's see. Now, as if the day wasn't melancholy enough, Parker, we have to turn to sports where, again, it went past my bedtime, but the Badger women's volleyball team had a great first set victory, 25-12.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, we're rolling on here against one seed Kentucky in the Final Four. But then Kentucky took the second set, 25-22. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I had to clock out. So here's what happened afterwards.
Oh, I stayed up the whole time.
I'll bet. In the third set, the Badgers came back and won that one, 25-21. And then in the fourth set, Kentucky won that one, 26-24, because, again, you play to 25, but you have to win by two. So Kentucky needed to go to 26 to win that set. Comes down to a fifth and final set where you only play to 15, and the Badgers didn't get 15. Kentucky got 15. The Badgers, 13. They came as close as you can get, but just fell short.
The Badgers in the second set should have won. They should have won the second set, but they had, I think, six serving errors that absolutely cost them and dug themselves into a hole that they just couldn't quite get out of. They had a hard time kind of getting out of some tough situations that they got themselves into. It seemed like every long point went Kentucky's way, which is obviously pretty tough.
Yeah. And one more note, the Milwaukee Bucks lost at home to Toronto, 111-105. So allow me to editorialize on my last show. Doc Rivers, he's got to go.
It's
time. From the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is a Friday morning, so hopefully we'll be catching up with Greg Bach here for one last edition of our daily history lesson. That'll be coming up in less than 15 minutes now. We'll start, however, with a trial in Milwaukee. They say the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice, but it doesn't mean there won't be some injustices along the way. Donald Trump's police state wins a round by securing a felony conviction of a judge who stood up for independent courts, free from chaos, interference, and intimidation. The jury foreman told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel it was a difficult day after 6 hours of deliberation led to a guilty verdict against Judge Hannah Dugan on a charge of obstruction. The foreman said they followed the judge's instructions, quote, faithfully in coming to a decision. Now, interestingly, they acquitted Judge Dugan of a misdemeanor charge of concealing a person in order to evade arrest, which is really at the heart of the charges here, that she provided some kind of illicit assistance to an undocumented immigrant who was before her in another case, knowing that there was a group of agents out in the hallway outside the courthouse door that were ready to arrest him. It seems that Dugan trying to assert some judicial independence counts as obstruction under the current regime. Steve Biskupic, Dugan's attorney, told reporters it's unclear how the jury could have reached a split verdict since the elements of both charges were virtually the same. U.S. Attorney Brad Schimel, yes, if you missed it, Brad Schimel is now the U.S. attorney in that part of the state. U.S. Attorney Brad Schimel denied the case was political and urged people to accept the verdict peacefully. He said, quote, the defendant is certainly not evil, nor is she a martyr for some greater cause. I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Brad. Donald Trump wanted to make her a symbol of how he can send troops and officers wherever he wants, even into courts where justice is being done by an independent branch of government. Dugan, however, also becomes a symbol of police state abuse. As we've discussed previously, when people cannot come to a courtroom for fear of arrest, they won't testify. And that could help other victims, or they won't show up and surrender to the charges that they might already be facing. Now, nobody is saying courthouses have to be bubbles. There are circumstances that warrant a courthouse arrest, but there is a line, and Trump is clearly happy to bulldoze right over it. After all, this is a regime that arrests people while they're in the process of following the rules to become citizens. It is utter lawlessness that will only be encouraged by yesterday's verdict. By the way, thanks in no small measure to another Milwaukee judge there, who in her testimony seemed to knuckle under in ways no differently than the chickens who call themselves members of Congress or Supreme Court justices or journalists. And you can all sit in that pot of water all you want, but don't cry to me when you ask, why is the water suddenly bubbling? Dugan faces a maximum of 5 years in prison, though federal judges have discretion when making a decision. No sentencing date has been set, and an appeal is certain. In another story, attorneys general in Wisconsin and 9 other states have reached a $4.25 million settlement with Menards over allegations that the retailer misled customers with deceptive rebate advertising. An investigation by the collection of states found that the Eau Claire-based Menards advertised discounts in ways that suggested immediate savings at the checkout when, in reality, customers received in-store merchandise credit for future purchases. For example, Menards advertises 11% off or 11% off everything in ways that imply instant price cuts, while failing to explain the limits of the rebate program, burying the key details in fine print, according to the states. Menards also told customers that Rebates International was a separate company that handles the rebates, even though it actually is operated by Menards itself. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said, fine print shouldn't cancel out big promises. If a deal isn't an immediate discount, companies need to say that plainly so customers can make informed choices. Now, under the settlement, Menards must research online rebate submission options and explore allowing customers to use rebates on online purchases. Menards must also give customers at least a year to submit rebates, along with other policy changes as a result of the settlement. Because if you've never used one of these Menards rebates, yes, it's very old school. You need to fill out the form, lick an envelope, put a stamp on it, send it in. I've noticed this with a lot of stores now where they advertise like an online special. And then people go to the store and they're mad because they can't get the discount because it's online only, and vice versa. There's things that you want to buy online. You don't want to have to go to the store, but the store makes you do it. And so a case like this shows that there are still people looking out for the consumer who are saying to the retailer, hey, you can have specials all you want, but if you're going to play games with online versus in the store or rebates versus instant discounts, you better be clear as day in what it is that you're advertising. It just all kind of reminds me of the day as a TV reporter, we were called to an Eau Claire courtroom in 1997. We heard that there'd been some kind of like a John Doe investigation or something, but we knew nothing else. And then in walks John Menard himself, where he was found of illegally dumping chromium and arsenic-laden wood ash by taking the results of, you know, of fire burning lumber, taking that ash, and instead of getting rid of it as a hazardous waste, he'd take it home and put it in his household trash. It led to a $1.7 million fine, and at the time, Menard had just become or was about to become a billionaire. And so we looked at that $1.7 million, and similarly, I'm looking at the $4.25 million of that settlement yesterday, and that is quite literally pocket change to a billionaire. It is the cost of doing business. But hopefully that cost of doing business continues to involve attorneys general and lawyers who are always going to be looking out for the employees, the customers, and our natural resources. Today's history lesson is coming up next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Here's today's history lesson. With a little earth, wind, and fire, starting with today's anniversary of the birth of the late, great Maurice White, singer-songwriter, producer, arranger, band leader. Earth, Wind, and Fire received 20 Grammy nominations, the first all-black band to sell out Madison Square Garden. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They're in the Hall of Fame of your heart. Not just me, but Greg Bach as well. Yes, Greg?
Yeah. Totally. Okay. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Absolutely.
Anybody else want to say that they're a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan? Anybody else?
I remember.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is.
Oh wait, who is that? Who is that?
That appears to be.
Is that the voice of
Luke Mathers?
Yeah.
Welcome to welcome. Luke was our very first producer, so Luke is here to tap dance on the show's grave at the end of it as well.
You guys keep talking on the live stream. I have to fix something that's just bothering me right now. You guys keep talking though.
It's bothering you. You go
fix
it.
It's bothering me too.
Hello, Mr. Mathers.
Good morning, Mr. Kreitlow. I figured I saw some of your friends from the Wisconsin Public Education Network do a little surprise yesterday, and it gave me an excellent idea. So I wanted to not dance on your grave, but congratulate you and celebrate one final.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It is, as Tony says on YouTube, is this the handsome and capable Luke Mathers? I don't know. For that, we go to Greg Bach for confirmation, who trademarked that phrase originally.
We're getting breaking news right now. The very handsome and very capable Luke Mathers is here in the virtual studio. Wow. Correct? Thank you, Tony from Ashland.
All right. Back to regular programming. So, Mr. Mathers, I've been worried about you. Mostly because, you know, Giannis being out and the Bucks, you know, kind of stinking up the joint. But, you know, we're keeping you away from sharp instruments, right?
Oh, of course. But I'm also trying to calm down all of the folks that are going a little crazy online, because it's definitely it's not a great time to be a Bucks fan, but I don't think everybody needs to be hitting the panic button all the time.
I don't know. That seems to be.
Did you hear they're going to double trade Giannis? Oh my God.
They're going to cut him in half and trade him to two teams. Yeah. Crazy.
They're actually just making a total NBA in Greece and he's going. Did you hear that, man?
It's really weird when you have 29 other franchises that would absolutely love the player that is the star on your team, and they have all the incentive and motivation to be able to drum up things like that.
Of course they do. It's a cottage industry. We got to have content. We got to have content. Yeah. Well, Mr. Mathers, you're here for a bit of musical history as part of the history lesson. On this week in 2019, 25 years after its initial release, Mariah Carey was number one on the Billboard charts with this song for the very first time.
Wait, is this a new song?
It may as well be, right?
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Yeah. So here's the deal. And we have all talked about this as part of the history lesson. Who has spent the most weeks at number one? And once upon a time, it was Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. Their song One Sweet Day had been number one for 16 weeks from 1995 to 96. Then that mark was passed in 2017. It was passed by Despacito, Morgan Wallen's Last Night, Lil Nas's Old Town Road, and now Shaboozy's bar song Tipsy at 19 weeks at number one. But as of this week, because Mariah Carey is number one this week, the record is hers. Hit it. You like that? I've considered being a disc jockey in some future life here.
You hit the post pretty good there. That was nice.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I love this song very, very much. It's in my top three of all-time great Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. And I will say the best version of it I've ever heard is the one she did on, I think it was the old Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. I don't think it was the Tonight Show.
Oh, with the tiny instruments?
With the tiny instruments and the little kids. Oh my gosh. And everyone's having fun, but yet Mariah Carey still has to be dressed like she's going to a Paris runway show.
Of course she does. Yes. Yeah. I hadn't even seen the original video in forever and saw that yesterday and then wanted to look up the Jimmy Fallon one and got sidelined. But I got to go look for that because the kids are so perfect on this. In this line coming up right here. And the kids all come up and go, and
Yeah.
It's adorable.
I mean, it's no having a magical, wonderful Christmas time, but you know, you can shoot for better, I guess.
You think Paul McCartney is ever going to get 20 weeks for that schlock? I don't think
so. Let's take all of his number one weeks and put them all together, buddy. Let's talk about that. who had the five spots in the top 10?
Well, Taylor Swift, right? Anyway,
actually, no, they had the top five. They had the.
I know.
What is happening?
I think whatever Mathers was doing over there. See, he's out of practice. That's all right. Anyway, so there's a little history there for Mariah Carey. 20 weeks at number one. Granted, spread across 31 years. But hey, a record is a record.
Oh, I see. We're bringing in the technicalities of it all.
Well, that's been part of the debate. Because when you look at who's spent multiple weeks at number one, but outside of, you know, one cycle, there's Mariah Carey here at 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one other song on that list, Chubby Checker's The Twist, which spent 3 weeks at number one, spaced over 2 years.
Yeah.
So this song is what they might call a juggernaut.
I'll say this. Anyone who wants to get into the nitty-gritty about it and get all, like, whatever, the only people allowed to be part of that argument are people who have number one hits. Other than that, be quiet. It's a great song. Well, I don't know. It's not in a row. Shut up.
Tony on YouTube. Mariah Carey is okay, but have you heard DMX?
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yesterday, that was fantastic yesterday. Oh, I was so pleasantly
now
surprised.
I have to know, has he done? Did he do more Christmas songs before his passing?
I don't think so.
Oh, please.
I think it was a one and done.
There's got to be tape somewhere.
And I want to imagine there was a conversation where they said, all right, so we'll do like a little more Christmassy. You're like, what do you mean? Like, we'll do it like more Christmassy. Well, like, it'll be more like a different. Why would I do that? I'm DMX. You're very right, sir. I'm sorry for even bringing it up.
Luke, are you still on board? Did you hear our DMX tribute yesterday?
I think he's fixing his little.
Okay, he'll be back.
He'll be.
Let's see. Happy birthday, as the history lesson rolls on, to Walter Murphy, who is 73 years old today. The only person I can think of who could take Beethoven and make him relevant in the disco age. Get all the disco keyboards in there and everything else too. Kevin McHale is 68 years old today. Basketball great, former Celtic, former Gopher. The late great Reggie White was born this day 64 years ago. And we lost him way too soon at the age of 43 back in 2004. Happy birthday to Jennifer Beals, the actress from Flashdance, turns 62 years old today. Look at how Mathers is resisting the urge to dance. You know he has danced to this one so many times.
You know, I know that Jennifer Beals is forever tied to this song, to this movie. Yep. But for me, she's forever the L word. And that's probably a very niche reference for this audience. But for me, she's always Bette.
I had never seen that show. Heard nothing but good things about it, though.
Yeah, Alyssa, a lot of drama.
Alyssa Milano is 53 years old today. Jake Gyllenhaal is 45. On this day in 1964, the Supremes scored their third number one song of the year. You know who would love spinning this song? Venus Flytrap from WKRP. Played so well by Tim Reed, who is 81 years old today.
Nice.
Thank you.
We're rewatching Simon. We've been watching Simon and Simon over the past year.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and he just, downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. On this day in 2014, Darlene Love sings Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home on David Letterman's show for the final time, as the host had announced his retirement. Here is the first time she sang Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home on David Letterman's show back in 1986. At that point, people were like, Darlene Love, is she still alive? Is she still around? Yeah, very much so. And David Letterman got tired of hearing Paul Schaefer play it on the keyboard every year and said, why don't you just bring her in to sing it? And she did. And a tradition was born.
It's funny because David Letterman now has a very comprehensive, great YouTube channel with all the old clips and interviews, and it's wonderful. And it's funny to watch Paul Schaefer just insert himself into all the musical performances any way he can, and he'll be like singing back, like, no one asked you to do this, Paul. Just take a break. Take a break. Have water. Just shush.
Let's see. Two more quick ones here. Titanic opened in theaters this day in 1997. Obligatory Celine Dion song. All right, before y'all hurt yourselves, we should bring that down.
This reminds me that Ariana Grande is hosting SNL this week, and I'm very excited. excited. Oh. If she lost her ability to sing tomorrow, she'd be set for life still, because her talent is not just singing. Her impressions and her comedy is ridiculous.
Her impressions are ridiculously good, yes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch the first one she hosted and then watch this one this weekend.
Greg Bach, I really appreciate you being in here for the last rodeo.
Yeah,
this has been great. Loving these history lessons. Yeah. We've learned so much about music together.
Mm-hmm.
So many great milestones. I actually have one more.
Yeah.
It was on this week in 1968. There was a new number one album. This was the title track off it.
Oh, he's so
Look
happy.
How happy he is.
This is for you, Brittany.
I am the lineman for the county.
and I drive the main road.
I think Brittany's finally singing along to the radio someplace.
Searching at the sun for another overload.
Can you get triple sued by a company for playing the song and then two dorks singing it too? I don't know.
Quite possibly, but you know why? Because it's the best sing-along song ever.
It is. It's funny. We've talked about it so much that the other day someone brought it up and like, oh, man, Glenn Campbell's good. What's that song? And I go, Wichita Lineman? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I sing that song like 5 times a week. Really?
Yeah.
Don't you all?
You should.
Isn't that come standard in your car nowadays? Like, that song comes standard on your car?
That's so funny.
Keisha.
Luke Mathers and Greg Bach joining us for the history lesson here. What a treat. This is just great. We have more coming up after 7 o'clock, of course. We've got our weekend review panel will be joining us to look through the headlines one final time. Mike Clements preview sports as well. Packers-Bears coming up tomorrow. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And I want
you for all time. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Man, we are just kicking old school 100% here. Bringing back Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing back Luke Mathers, Greg Bach is here, Parker Olson. We've been singing Wichita Lineman. I mean, all the greatest hits are coming out today.
And now, Pat, here's your fourth grade teacher.
Mrs. Gavin, how are you?
You go to the principal's office, young man. I don't like your guff.
That would yes, I could totally see that happening. Mr. Mathers, what a year. But you've had some amazing travels this year.
Yeah, yes, I have. It sounds like the Christmas card was delivered.
Where was the best one? What was your favorite?
Best was probably Acadia National Park. So that was a bucket list item that it was on there for a while. We got it checked off in October with the fall foliage and the lobster rolls, the hiking. It was fantastic.
Okay. Any plans for next year? I know what a traveler you guys like to be.
We're going to try to squeeze some in, but you know, we might have our hands full, but that's all I'm going to say on that subject.
Aw, look at Parker's face.
Aww. Yeah. We'll see. Things coming in 2026,
or little tiny things. You never know. We'll see.
Little. Yeah, you guys suck at keeping things like secret and stuff.
Right. Tony on YouTube. Luke sent a physical Christmas card. Yes, some of us still do that, Tony. We still send actual cards.
I wouldn't know.
I don't have Greg's address. I apologize, Greg.
I don't have it on here. No, Greg.
Pack your bags, kids, because Greg's taking on a guilt trip. Here we go.
Somebody throw him a life ring there in the pity pool. Okay. What do we have for the National Day calendar today?
It is National Hard Candy Day.
Hard Candy Day. Yes. How appropriate that is. The old guy is wrapping up his radio show. I got a pocket of hard candies here. A little Werther's Originals.
I always wondered if you did.
Just back in my day, in my day, we would leave them in the wrappers.
What else we got?
It is National Underdog Day.
Like overall or the cartoon with Sweet Polly Purebred?
My guess was overall.
Okay.
Maybe you're right, though.
I mean, we're all kind of underdogs in our own way.
Yeah, sometimes.
That was really deep. And finally, the National Day calendar.
It's Ugly Sweater Day.
Oh!
I should have looked ahead.
I don't have an ugly sweater because it's got Snoopy on it, but it's it's like one of your typical tacky Christmas sweaters, very, very green, very white and red, and it's got Snoopy on there. You got everybody guilty of having a Christmas sweater? You all have one now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the thing is, none of them are ugly. They're all like trendy
classy.
Ugly. They're all trendy ugly. Like they're ugly sweaters, but they're just that design with something on it. Mine has Jesus and Santa in a roller coaster car, and Jesus is killing aliens.
Of course you do.
Yeah, that's not ugly at all.
No.
That's wonderful.
Four season sweater. You can wear that anytime you want.
Not according to certain workplace requirements, but okay, whatever.
driving in every morning, there's a billboard that always has that a national day listing, and today is National Oatmeal Muffin Day. And I thought, is also today National, is that the last one left day? Because no one wants an oatmeal.
Nobody wants an oatmeal muffin.
You want a chocolate muffin or
oatmeal muffins all the time.
Of course, Luke does. Of course, okay, Luke comes in and
Captain Healthy is back on the beach here.
It's also National, hey, who ate the last oatmeal muffin day? Okay, there you go. There you go. Luke's got his own day.
Okay, now it feels much better. We got one entertainment note that I think is hilarious here, Parker.
I'm going to guess that this is the Wiz Khalifa one?
No,
it's the Coldplay one. Okay, yes. Making sure.
Wow, did you guess wrong, Parker?
I don't know.
It's the first one on the list there.
Coldplay concert. You remember that back in this summer when that woman and that man like made the worst meme of all time? Yes, the woman. She has spoken out.
Kristen Cabot. Yes.
She says, quote, made a bad mistake or made a bad decision, had a couple of high noons and danced and acted inappropriately with my boss.
She's blaming High Noons.
Yes, she's blaming High Noons.
If I work for High Noon, I'm suing her immediately.
I'm signing her up immediately. Yeah. Hey, you want to go viral? Have a few of these, you know?
You want to make some High Noons, make a bad decision with style.
Don't worry, most of the time you're not at a Coldplay concert. Get on the Jumbotron and have your mistakes.
Well, that's why I said when she said she made a big mistake, I thought she was going to say going to a Coldplay concert. But
it was fantastic. I saw it at Camp Randall, and it was an excellent show. And it was the first show after that incident happened, and the band had a good time about it. Like he gave a very, very keen warning. Not to be, you know, making any mistakes with High Noons before they started that song.
High Noon, because who can afford to go to a Coldplay concert?
I'm pretty sure Barstool owns that, so you might be able to pitch them some good ideas. Like
oh,
that,
great,
oh,
Barstool.
They definitely will. Blech. They'll eat that up.
Sorry, I have a lasting dislike for Mr. Portnoy. Okay. I'll say it on the air. I'll say it right now, right here. I'll say it.
It's my last show. You can pretty much say whatever you want to say. I've already advocated for the firing of Doc Rivers. You know,
that's true.
Go ahead and get it all out today. Get it all out.
Dear David Kirschbaum, you made second grade awful. I've written it down.
All right. What is the Wiz Khalifa story that you were so excited about, Parker?
Wiz Khalifa has been sentenced to 9 months in jail in Romania because he was smoking weed on stage.
Smoking weed on stage in Romania gets you 9 months in prison?
A legal expert has said that it's unusually harsh.
Well, he could just do what the Tate brothers did and suck up to Trump, and Trump can be like, let him out.
Oh,
let him out.
Yeah.
He's a friend.
It's the way things go. You just ask for a pardon. It's how things work. It's what we're going to ask our Week in Review panel all about here in just a little bit. But first, Mr. Mathers, again, I was looking back at the first week of shows. And it was so fun. I knew immediately how much fun this was going to be, having you there to help set things up. And then, you know, Greg, Aaron Zomers, the whole crew of producers. You guys, all, God love you all. Thank you, Luke.
It was an absolute pleasure, Pat. And the state has been better for the last 3 years with you on the airwaves, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy holidays to you. And we will talk again in the new year. Greg, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for everything, my friend. You are awesome.
You take care. We will take a break here for the news, come back, and have our Week in Review panel up next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.